The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, then, I want to talk about a story that broke again in the Dáil yesterday. 28-year-old Tori Towey is a lady from County Roscommon. She's been detained in Dubai after being charged with a crime, as they see it, of attempting suicide while fleeing domestic violence. We'll talk in just a minute with Claire Curran, who is Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway. But first, Liz Dunphy, journalist with the Irish Examiner, is writing about this this morning. Liz, can you give us a bit of background as to what has happened to Tori and where she is right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a shocking case. So Tori Towey is a 28-year-old woman from Roscommon. She moved to Dubai just over a year ago to start work as an airline stewardess. She met a man there through work, as I understand it, and they got married in March. Unfortunately, she alleges that she was very, very badly abused by this man. She was hospitalised following one bout of alleged violence. She also apparently reported the abuse to police in Dubai, but nothing was done. Actually, Claire Curran, who you said is going to be on later, she's a TD for the local area where the Towies are from, and she's from their local town. She said that at one stage when Ms. Towey went to report the abuse, the alleged abuse to police, that she was just told to go home to her husband. But after one of these incidences, apparently her husband ripped up her passport, allegedly, and she was obviously working as an airline stewardess, so that meant that she was unable to work and earn. So she was trapped, essentially. And then following that, the Dubai authorities actually put a travel ban on her passport. So she's been very much stuck in the country. Her mum has now gone over there to join her. So they're staying in an Airbnb there at the moment, and they're just really hoping for help. So the case was raised in the Dáil yesterday by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who spoke in very strong terms, actually. My colleague Paul Hosford reported some of her comments in our paper today. And she said that, you know, that the Irish government now had to speak to the Dubai authorities and make it very clear that no woman should be treated in this way, and certainly no Irish citizen should be treated in this way. Basically, it seems that there's broad kind of cross-party support for trying to help this woman now. Mm. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said that he is very much willing to intervene in the case. He said that she's stuck in the most appalling circumstances there. I believe the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has also been in contact with officials in Dubai, and I think numerous people are now pushing for this woman's release. Now, so she's been charged with attempted suicide, as you said, and with alcohol consumption or alcohol abuse after a very small, I think, amount of alcohol was found in her system. As you said, she had reportedly tried to take her own life in a desperate bid to escape her allegedly abusive husband. The story was actually first broke on a website called Detained in Dubai, which is a kind of human rights website set up by a woman called Rawa Sterling. And that reported that that Ms. Towey had said that she had been threatened to be killed slowly by her husband, and she was just trying to escape being tortured to death, as she put it.
So, people listening to this, Liz, are probably bemused by the charges. Number one, attempted suicide. That's not a crime here. Many unenlightened years ago, suicide was criminalised, not anymore. And the other thing that probably is catching people's attention is the idea of abusing alcohol. Many people who go to Dubai will have a drink because there's lots of places in which you can have a drink, but a small amount of alcohol can result in a criminal charge here. I mean, we're dealing with a very different system, aren't we?
Yeah, but interestingly, actually, on both those charges, so attempted suicide, there were actually moves to decriminalise that about 4 years ago. And the alcohol consumption situation, alcohol can be consumed legally now in certain places in Dubai. So the charges almost seem kind of bizarre and spurious in themselves. But hopefully that means that the state will have a better chance of getting her off. So she's supposed to be before court on July 18th. I believe it's July 18th next week. But I think Claire Curran was saying that the family and politicians involved, I presume, as well, very much hope that the state may be able to get her out of there before she has to face those charges. Legal fees are also incredibly expensive in Dubai, and I think foreign, you know, residents or people there who are fighting charges there can be viewed as money, you know, ways to make money, I suppose. So was quoted fees of €5,000 just for one initial consultation with a lawyer, and that's not even full representation. So, yeah, scary, scary situation for them.
All right. Liz Dunphy of the Irish Examiner, thank you for that. Let's bring in Claire Curran, who is Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway. Deputy Curran, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And it would appear now that the state is going to do what it can to help this young lady in these very bizarre circumstances. I'm also conscious that Tori Towey would not have willingly chosen to put personal information like this into the public domain so readily, yet here we are all talking about it. But there is, I suppose, a necessity in having to talk about it, isn't there?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And look, I spoke to Tori yesterday and her mother, and they're in a position where it's actually illegal for them to speak to the media while they're out there, given the circumstances. So I suppose for them, they almost feel like they don't have a voice, and they do want the case highlighted. And there is a major role for the media in doing that, because we do need to put the pressure on the Dubai authorities to do the right thing here. And right now, at the moment, all Tori wants is to come home. So we need to see the charges dropped. We need to see the travel ban lifted, and we need to see her allowed to leave the country and return home. That is all she wants at this moment in time.
It's a very distressing incident. How is Tori in the circumstances if she's in custody?
Well, she's out on bail and she's with her mother. And I suppose that's the one positive, that she is there with her mother. They're two incredibly strong women and they're looking after each other. It is, though, of course. I mean, it's such a frightening situation. And as you were discussing there with Liz, like, it is a very different legal system. They don't even know the consequences of the charges that's been put up against them as regards what the consequences might be should it go to trial. So the pressure now really is on the Irish government to intervene and to do everything they can on behalf of Tori. She is an Irish citizen. She's been through an awful ordeal. And the court case is coming. And of course, we had raised this yesterday in the Dáil, and I was very mindful that tomorrow is our last sitting day. So time-wise, to have access to the ministers and all of that, you know, the pressure is really on to try and get this resolved and dealt with and moved along today and tomorrow, really, Jonathan.
Yeah, it casts a different light on the image of Dubai that's often put forward, doesn't it? The idea of this kind of sun-kissed paradise where you can earn money tax-free and live your best life.
Absolutely. And look, it's clear there are serious human rights violations, and that's been a long, long time discussed. But it is a place where a lot of young people go, particularly to teach. And I mean, for Tori, this was her dream job. She moved out there as a young person in her 20s, like many people do. But I think this will be a wake up call to an awful lot of people. It is a very different country, a very different culture, and the legal system is very, very different. The most difficult thing people are trying to get their head around now, particularly at home, is the charges themselves. So it is a very different country, and Tori will be very glad and relieved just to get home.
She was obviously in a vulnerable state when she was arrested. How was she treated by the police? Because we know what the charges are now, but that initial detention must have been terrifying.
Yes, she was. I mean, after the alleged suicide attempt, and I use those terms just because, you know, it's probably the right thing to say. But after that, she was woken by paramedics. And after that, she was arrested. It was the 28th of June. She was put in a prison cell at about 4 a.m. with about 50 other women. She remained there till about 11. And I suppose for her at that point, she didn't know why she was arrested. She didn't know what the charges were. And she didn't know that until a while later she got the case reference number, looked it up and found out what the charges were. And in the meantime, she was passed between the public prosecution's office and the police station over and back, over and back. So she didn't know at any point what she was actually being arrested for or what the charges were until she eventually got the case reference number, looked it up, and there were the charges. So, but again, that comes back to the point, Jonathan, it is a very different legal system out there.
Okay, Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway. We will keep in touch with you and indeed the family as best we can to update what's happening to Tori Towey, 28 years of age and facing those charges that, let's face it, she simply would not face in this country. Thank you very much for joining us, Deputy Curran. If you or anyone you know has been impacted by what we've been talking about there, you can contact Women's Aid on 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900. Or you can contact the Samaritans, 116-123.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.